At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Don't miss Deer Days. That's what we're covering this week. It's an article from Steve Shirk in the latest edition of North American Whitetail Magazine. No Austin this week, so I thought we'd throw it back to kind of what we used to do on the podcast all the time. I saw this. I thought it was pretty interesting. It's some stuff that we've covered in the past, but it kind of gives Steve's perspective, his takeaways on why these days are the best days to hunt throughout the season. I'm going to jump around a little bit. If you guys haven't been listening for a long time and you don't remember how we used to do this, I'll go through the article and I've highlighted some stuff I want to cover. I'm not going to cover near the full article, and I'm going to jump from part to part and do it a little bit out of the order the way he has it. I'm going to try to put it more in order of early season to late season as opposed to kind of how he has it laid out. So if you want to read the full article, if you want to see it how he has it, because I'm sure he has it this way for a reason, go pick up North American Whitetail. This is a September edition, and you can read the full article. They have a digital copy too, so you can do that. We're not partnering with him or anything, but I really think they have a good product, and there's a lot of good articles in these, whether it's from Steve or Clint McCoy, guys that have been on our show before, or there's a lot of other good writers as well that cover a lot of good topics when it comes to hunting. That's going to make you a better hunter, in my opinion. So, like I said, today we're covering Steve Shirk's article. If you guys don't know him, he was on episode 100. You can go listen to that. And then he was on at least one other time, maybe two other times. He was actually the first guest we ever had on the podcast, and it kind of stemmed from us doing an episode like this where we covered one of his articles. But he writes for North American Whitetail, obviously. He's got Shirk's Guide Service out in Pennsylvania. He guides public land hunts in the big woods out in Pennsylvania. He really knows what he's doing. He has a ton of success out there in some of the toughest hunting conditions across the country as far as being able to find deer and get on deer. And he runs a ton of trail cameras every year, so he's got a lot of data to back up what he's saying. And we're going to get into what he thinks are the best days of the year based on the weather. He starts off the article by saying, "There's not anything I pay more attention to than the weather when it comes to hunting mature bucks." So right there off the top, if you're not paying attention to weather, you need to start. This guy knows what he's talking about. More bucks are killed, in my opinion, because of the weather than anything else. Except for maybe, no, I'd say weather. I was going to say save for maybe does and the rut, but I'm going to say weather because it goes all year long. Weather affects when these bucks are moving, how they're moving, and it gets more of them killed than anything else. He goes on, "Even though my ultimate mindset is to hunt whenever I can, there's a variety of different weather conditions and factors that I consider must-hunt weather situations." So these are the times when if you've got flexible schedule or days you can take off, to take them when you see these days coming. It's not that you shouldn't want to hunt any other time or you shouldn't go any other time, but also maybe these are the days you go to your best stands, right? So if you're not having one of these weather events and you've got a day off to go hunt, by all means, go hunt, but maybe don't go to your best spot. And if you can take days off, if you can pick and choose kind of the days you get to take off to go out into the woods, pick these days. Like I said, I'm going to jump around a little bit to try to do this early season to late season. And the first thing he has is a steady rain, right after a steady rain. He says, "In the early season, when bucks are mainly focused on green browse, one of the best weather situations to capitalize on is right after a steady rainfall. The perfect storm, no pun intended, is when it rains all day and then suddenly stops an hour or two before sunset." So you guys probably had these days in the past where you've been out hunting and either it started raining on you or it was raining when you went out and then it stopped like that half hour, hour before sunset. And the deer just seem to come out of nowhere, filling up food plots, grain field, ag fields, and the woods just kind of come to life with deer coming up out of their bed. He's going to talk a little bit about why that is here. He gives two pretty good reasons. He says, "Deer especially prefer green browse when it has moisture on it. It's like putting the dressing on a salad." So if you're hunting over one of those clover plots, radish field early season, kale, if you're hunting over beans that are still green, if they've got water on them from this rain, the deer are going to hit them that much harder. Half the reason, I don't know if it's half, a lot of the reason deer hit green food sources anyway, especially early in the season, is for the water content. Obviously, nutritional, and they like it, but the water content helps a bunch. So if you put more water on top of that, it's just going to bring them in even more. He also says, keep in mind that some of the greatest surges of deer movement will be during times of rising barometric pressure. The majority of the time after a rainstorm ends, you'll almost always see an increase in pressure. That's something we have covered several times on the podcast. I know deer don't have a barometer in them, so I know they can't tell, hey, pressure's 30 and rising or whatever, but they're out there all the time. They're really in tune with the environment, so I'm not saying they can't feel a little bit of change in that pressure. I think as much as anything, they feel changes in the wind, changes in the weather, and the barometer a lot of times kind of signifies that. It's an indicator of what's going on. It's not necessarily the reason the deer are moving, but it's an indicator that they will be moving, if that makes sense. And so what he's saying right here, after those rains, a lot of times the barometer is rising, so good chance the deer are going to be moving. Another deadly situation to take advantage of after rainfall is to set up on scrapes during the pre-rut, especially those close to buck bedding. Bucks will go out of their way to freshen scrapes when they have been washed out from the rain. Scrape lines are a great place to hunt the pre-rut anyway. If a rain comes and washes that scent out, like he said, bucks will go out of their way to go freshen those up. That's how they communicate during that time of year to figure out what bucks are around, what does are around, kind of establish dominance and the hierarchy within the herd. So after that rain, a buck's going to go hit that scrape, and he's going to want to be the first one there to let all the other bucks know that he's still around, he's still there, he still owns that scrape. So if you've got a good scrape line set up after this rain, especially like, hey, if you're on permission property and you don't necessarily have a green food plot to go to in the evening, in the mornings during the pre-rut, so that third week of October into the first week of November, after rain, go set up on those scrapes, and you'll be surprised how many bucks you see coming to use those things. The next one he talks about, and this is kind of a, I don't know if it's controversial, but there's a lot of different opinions on it, and that is the full moon. More specifically, the October full moon. So we're moving early season, talked a little pre-rut now. We're in October when this full moon's hitting. He says, every year I see a spike in buck movement during the October full moon. Many deer hunters believe that during a full moon, you see less daytime movement because bucks will move more at night. I've seen the situation as a total opposite of those beliefs. I think a lot of that is because we can see better during the full moon, so we just assume the deer can, so they're going to be moving more. Deer see way better than us in dusk, at dusk, at dawn, and at night. And they would rather have the cover of darkness to feel safer, in my opinion. So when the moon's out and bright, it's kind of like the middle of the day then. They're not moving as much. I don't think they'll move as much during that full moon just because they don't feel as safe. I don't know 100% which way I fall on this, but I lean more towards the deer. You'll see more deer movement when there's a full moon, especially if it's overhead during the daytime. So if you've got that full moon that's still up in the mornings or it's rising in the evenings and you can see it, I think that'll get the deer up on their feet. The deer will be on their feet during those times in the daylight as much as any other time, especially like the new moon. A lot of guys, again, will be totally opposite of that, but I think there's probably something to that too. They've probably seen that in their experience, or maybe a lot of people, they shot one buck and it was a full moon, or the other guy shot one buck and it was a new moon, so they think that's the best. I don't know. I lean more towards Steve's opinion on this, but he goes on and he says, the best scenario for a major spike in movement is when the full moon is anywhere from October 15th to 25th, along with cold temps and clear skies. Clear skies obviously allow for more moonlight, which tends to decrease nighttime activity. When you see a decrease in night activity, you'll almost always see an increase of movement during the day. Nevertheless, mid to late October is when the full moon has the greatest impact on daytime movement. I believe bucks move more at this time of year than any other, but a lot of this movement is at night. However, when the weather and moon are conducive for daytime movement, you'll see an explosion of daytime movement during the month of October. So he's saying that the bucks are moving way more during this time anyway, 15th to 25th, that pre-rut time, usually that lull time that we talk about. And it only seems like a lull because a lot of that movement's happening at night. So if it's a full moon and the weather's conducive for them to move in the daytime, they're going to be moving less at night. They still got to do their thing, so they're going to do it during the daytime. That's what he's talking about there with that full moon. So the next one I got is these 30-30 days. This one I think is really interesting. He says, here in Pennsylvania, I watch for what I call 30-30 temperature days from October 15th to November 15th. A 30-30 day is when there's high and low temperatures in the 30s during a 24-hour period. So the high's 39, the low's 31, something like that. It stays within that 30-degree range, between 30 and 40. I found that the low temperature has more effect than the high temperature, especially during morning hunts. A lot of times you see the lowest temperatures of the day right before daylight. So if it's, even if your high is like 45, if your low is 28 or 31, it's probably going to be like 28 or 31 right there at first light. That's what he's talking about there. Every hunting season, I collect daytime buck movement data from over 100 different trail cameras on over 100,000 acres of public land. There has never been a 30-30 day from mid-October to mid-November where I didn't see a spike in movement. That's worth something right there. If he's running that many cameras on that much ground, he says there's never been one of those days where he hasn't seen a spike in movement, maybe you want to pay attention to that. I will say, where we're at, especially southern Illinois, the further south you go, tweak those temperatures just a little bit. I would say even up 35 to 45, if one of those days, if your low is around 35 and your high is around 45, where we're at, you're going to see a lot better movement. But it's obviously, especially these 30-30 days during the rut, is going to be great for movement. He goes on here, he says, I've talked to a lot of hunters that pay more attention to fluctuating temperatures, especially when temps rapidly decrease. However, I found that during the four main weeks of running activity here in the Northeast, movement will remain at a high level even when temperatures are stagnant as long as they remain cold. So, you will see a spike in movement, I believe, when the temperature drops, whether it drops from 90 to 75 or whether it drops from 45 to 25. However, you're going to see more movement when it's this cold, even if it's stagnant, because as he kind of mentions here in the other part of this section, deer are carrying this big heavy coat, especially during November, and they don't want to be moving when it's hot. So if it's cold, they're more likely to be moving, even if there's not a big weather event that's happening. The next one we got as we move into November is an early November snow. He says, I love hunting the rut in the snow. During the rut, you have to be in a tree if there's snow on the ground. So I like hunting in the snow anyway. It's just one of the best times to be in the woods, in my opinion. And he goes on and kind of adds to that and says there's reason to believe that it adds to buck movement too. So not only is it like the prettiest time to be in the woods after a fresh snow, it also might be a better chance to kill a buck. And he says that's because the snow makes it somewhat harder for bucks to pick up scent trails from does. If a buck can't use his nose to the fullest during the rut, he will cover more ground using his eyes. So he's having more trouble smelling these does because the snow's on. They're not leaving as much scent behind on the leaves, on the grass, on the weeds. So he can't smell them as good, so he's got to go find them. So where before he might have been able to cut 10 doe trails with his nose and cover that and decide there wasn't anything there worth noting, not worth chasing, now he actually has to go seek out. He has to go check those food sources. He has to go check those ridge tops, go check those creek bottoms, all that stuff. He has to see it with his eyes because he's still going to want to find those does. He just can't do it by scent now, so he's got to do it visually. Early November snow, great time to be out there anyway. If it helps with buck movement, that's even better. If there's snow on the ground during the rut, I agree with Steve here. Go out there and get after it. The next one I got, and this one kind of goes for all season, really. The next one he has, I should say, is north winds. He says, I don't focus a lot of my hunting and guiding plans around different winds unless I see a north wind. North winds have proven to be the best winds for triggering buck movement in my experience. A rare north wind can change whitetail behavior in a lot of ways, mostly to benefit deer hunters. An old mature buck knows that a wind from the north is likely going to produce some of the coldest air he will see the entire fall. So these bucks, they don't know that it's coming out of the north. They don't have a compass, but they do know when the wind hits them on their back, when they're facing a certain direction, that's usually a colder wind, right? Because they're used to feeling it hitting them on the side when they're facing that direction, because we have these prevailing westerly winds where we're at pretty much throughout the whitetail range in the Midwest and even a little farther east, like where he's at in Pennsylvania. He continues, these colder winds tend to spike a buck's metabolism, and he will seek food more during the midday hours. North winds generally also make bucks feel less secure. Their best bedding locations are based on south and west winds, because that's what we have most of the time. When a buck doesn't feel secure in his bed, he will get up more frequently in search of something safer. I believe some bucks anxiously wait for a chilling north wind to finally arrive when they plan to make their greatest jaunts during the rut or pre-rut. So not only does it make them feel less safe in their bed, does it make them want to get up and go feed because it kicks up their metabolism, he also thinks that's when they feel the most frisky during the rut to get up and go on their big excursion. So you might catch a buck, one of those surprise bucks or a buck that you had one picture of in the summertime, you get these cold north winds, that may be the time he comes back and checks for those does. Because these bucks will usually take at least one excursion during the rut every year. It's like an average of 2 miles from their home range. These are the kind of days Steve's saying when they're going to take those. The last one he talks about in here, and it makes sense that we save this one for last, is the late season. And he's talking about late season storms more specifically. He says the late season might not be the best time for movement, but it can be the easiest time to peg a big buck on food sources. He says the absolute best time to expect a buck to hit a food source during the wintertime is right before or after a winter storm. So if you've got a good food source for these bucks, you got a winter storm that's moved through, whether it's a lot of snow or it's just super cold or one of those rainy, spitting, sleet kind of storms in the wintertime, go to the food. That's where that buck's going to be there. They're not necessarily going to move a whole bunch in the late season or very far, but if you have the food and you have one of these storms come through and you can set up on it with the right wind, you will see your target buck if he's still in that area and you have a crack at him. This is like one of the reasons that those late gun seasons can be so deadly for big bucks, because if you have, let's say, a standing bean field and a snowstorm comes in late season, that's where that buck's going to be, likely early. And if you can shoot the whole field, there he is sitting out there for you. In my opinion, late season over a food source is the best time, the most surefire time to kill a mature buck, to kill your target buck. Because any other time in the year, there's a lot of other variables that go into what he's doing. Once the late season rolls around, he's pretty much done with the breeding. He's pretty much done with the checking scrapes and the pre-rut kind of stuff, obviously. His focus now is food to regain body weight from the rut and from all that stress. So if it gets super cold, he's going to be on the food earlier in the daylight, gives you a great chance at him. So that is late season storms, one of the best times. Don't think just because the rut's over, your season's over, especially if you've got food. Even if you don't, find those travel corridors where they're going to and from food, and you'll have a good chance in the late season. He concludes here, throughout each hunting season, there will be certain weather scenarios that will up your odds beyond what most hunters even know. I've always said that the most successful hunters are either retired or have flexible work schedules, allowing them to plan their hunts around prime weather conditions. So like I said, if you got a flexible schedule or if you're retired, these are the kind of days that you're going to want to go hit the woods, and you're going to want to make sure that you're out there if you can be. Hopefully that helps you guys out this season. I'm going to keep some of that stuff in mind. It's always good to hear it and kind of have a refresher, even if you kind of already knew some of that stuff. So keep all that in mind this season. We're coming right up on it. We've got Fall Pursuit Season 3 coming out this year. We're really excited about that. We got the podcast rolling. Everything's video now. This will be our first deer season with video podcast, so that'll be exciting. We'll try to have some guests on to talk hunting strategy. These Folder Off Fridays are going to get more hunting strategy focused pretty much throughout the season. That's what we're going to focus on, whether it's this kind of stuff, weather, hunting scrapes, hunting the rut, hunting doe, bedding, all that kind of stuff we're going to get into on Full Draw Friday, so you can look forward to that as well. I appreciate everybody tuning in. If you're on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe. We're trying to hit 10,000 by the end of the year. We're coming up. We should be on over 9,000 now as this one airs. So appreciate everybody who is subscribed. Like, comment as well. Let us know what you think about these weather scenarios. What do you think are the best days? If you're on any of the other platforms, Apple, Spotify, leave us a review. That really helps us out. All you got to do on Spotify, I think, is hit the stars. Give us 5 stars. Give us 1 star. I'd appreciate 5. But if you guys can leave us a review on that or Apple Podcasts, wherever you're at, that helps too. And also support our partners, Racks Big Game Supplements, RacksMineral.com. Give those deer what they want, what they need, how they want it. And Rodney Hawkins at Midwest Farm and Land, if you're looking to get into owning some property, or if you're looking to sell some property, contact him, 618-925-3153. He's also got his own outdoor store, RG Outdoors. If you're local to Southern Illinois, check it out. It's in Flora. RG Outdoors on Facebook. He's got all kinds of great stuff, getting new stuff all the time. Appreciate you guys tuning in, and we'll see you next time.